Today's scripture comes from Matthew 1, 18 through 21, and John 3, verse 16. This is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law, and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quickly. But after he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She gave birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, we are reminded in the Scriptures of your birth of your Son, Jesus, and the ultimate sacrifice he made so that our sins can be forgiven. May we remember this during this Christmas season and throughout the year. Be with Pastor Verlin as he gives us the message of your word. In your heavenly name we pray. Amen.
One of the things that, as I have been in the Christian faith quite a while now, one of the things that has really struck me in the last years is how important the order is of certain things. How important to recognize the truth in the order of things in the spiritual life.